don't even know what the surrounding is or what the hindrances are, but we are lifting up our praise to you.
Yes.
And you are cutting through it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are breaking through.
Yes.
You are lifting things. You are coming to get us. And there's a point at which the lifting up of our praise and you breaking through meet. And Lord, I was asking before that picture that you invade us in a new way tonight. I feel like we just need to be invaded by your Spirit. And so, do that work, Lord. Do that work. Meet us in ways we don't even know how to ask us for.
Yes,
out of your mercy, because of your great commitment to your body, because of the things that are on your heart to perform in us, because of what you want to see us looking like again.
Yes.
Lord, just pour out your Spirit upon us tonight in a mighty way. We confess how much we need that.
Yes.
Lord, I also saw a vision that you gave me as we were worshiping, and I just kept hearing the same word over and over again, Lord. You just kept saying the word breakthrough, breakthrough. And I know that you and I have our own issue to break through. But Lord, then you showed me a picture of us worshiping, and I saw several people like pushing against a brick wall, pushing on it and pushing on it. And worshiping and pushing it and trying to get it to move. And Lord, I also ask that you would break that through, Lord Jesus. That there would be a complete release, Lord, of that hindrance tonight, Lord Jesus. That there would be a breakthrough, a dismantling of every brick in that wall, Lord. And that those, Lord, who are pushing so hard against that brick wall, when that brick is released and they start falling forward, Lord, that they would just fall into your arms, Lord Jesus. That you would just gather us up, Lord. That our breakthrough would be into your arms. Lord, not just a breakthrough of situations or circumstances. Not just about things or dynamics. But a breakthrough into your arms, Lord. Into your presence. Where all will be well. Where all is peaceful. Where all is well. And there is no worry or concern in that place with you, Lord. Let us fall into your arms tonight, Lord. Break that open for us, Lord. Lord, your word says that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. But Lord, I know that we need to come up to be with you there. We need to come up and get up on the road, Lord. We need to come up with you. You are beckoning us to come up and be with you in the place that your word says we are to be seated. We are not just welcomed, we have had a place prepared for us to be. And anything short of that, Lord, is a robbery. It's a loss. It's less than you intended. And Lord, we need to come up. We need to come up and we need to be with you. And walk in those places with you. And go around about in all the places that you're going and you're doing and what you're up to. And be with you in those places, Lord. So that everything that we see, Lord, every situation that we encounter as our feet tread this earth, Lord, we would be with you and see it as you see it. That we would approach it the way you would approach it and with you. Because we're with you, Lord. And we just get to hang out with you. And we get to do our lives with you. And we get to do after that with you too. And Lord, we pray that you would draw us up, Lord. That you would that you would show us the way to come up, Lord, and to break through every obstacle, everything hindering, Lord. Lord, that you would open our eyes. Lord, like you said to your in your word, Lord, that as Elijah said to Elisha, Lord, open the eyes of your servant so he may see that there are more with us than against us. And Lord, we need to have our eyes opened. We need to have our eyes opened on our jobs. We need to have our eyes opened in our marriages. We need to have our eyes opened in our homes. We need to have our eyes opened in our church. We need to have our eyes opened, Lord, when we're going and when we're coming. And we need to see, Lord, the spiritual truth of what's really going on, of what you are really up to, so that we can join you in it, Lord. And so, Lord, I just sense tonight that you are beckoning to us, that you are drawing us, that you are calling us forth, that you are speaking destruction to the brick walls in our lives, that you're speaking release, that you're speaking a clearing away of the rubble and the obstacles. And we need to walk through that, Lord. And there may be piles of rubble, Lord, but it's not a wall anymore. And we need to not think that it's a wall. We need to stop believing that the piles of rubbish are walls. Things that you've dismantled, we no longer need to call obstacles. And Lord, give us eyes to see what you have freed us from. And call it that. And walk through it. And walk through it, Lord. And the things that are real and genuine and obstacles that need to be dealt with, then let's do it. Let's deal with those obstacles. And let's get through that stuff. So Lord, you're challenging our hearts and you're also speaking a lot of encouragement to us. And we receive it, Lord. And there's a word to me, Lord, that you said, let your heart believe. Let your heart believe what I'm saying to you. Lord, we need to let our hearts believe all the stuff you're saying to us. And take it up and do it. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.